Listen, young man. Cantab and I can be back at Redpath Kraten well before dark. There we'll call our menfolk to the temper, which is to us as the meeting hall is to the forgetful folk.
He glanced briefly at Callahan.
Say pardon, Pear, if the term offends you.
Callahan nodded absently without looking up from the book, which he was turning over and over in his hands. It had been covered in protective plastic, as valuable first editions often are. The price, lightly penciled on the flyleaf, was $950. Some young man's second novel. He wondered what made it so valuable. If they ran into the book's owner, a man named Calvin Tower, he would surely ask. And that would only be the start of his questioning.
We'll explain what it is you want, and ask for volunteers. Of the 68 men of Redpath Kraten, I believe all but 4 or 5 will agree to help, to blend their forces together. It will make powerful Kef. Is that what you call it, Kef? The sharing?
Yes, Roland said. The sharing of water, we say.
You couldn't fit anywhere that number of men in the mouth of that cave, Jake said. Not even if half of them sat on the other half's shoulders.
No need, Henchik said. We'll put the most powerful inside, what we call the senders. The others can line up along the path, linked hand to hand and bob to bob. They'll be there before the sun goes rooftop tomorrow. I set my watch and warrant on it.
We'll need tonight to gather our mags and bobs anyway, Cantab said.
He was looking at Eddie apologetically, and with some fear. The young man was in terrible pain, that was clear. And he was a gunslinger. A gunslinger might strike out, and when one did, it was never blindly.
It could be too late, Eddie said, low.
He looked at Roland with his hazel eyes. They were now bloodshot and dark with exhaustion.
Tomorrow could be too late, even if the magic hasn't gone away.
Roland opened his mouth and Eddie raised a finger.
Don't say Ka, Roland. If you say Ka one more time, I swear my head'll explode.
Roland closed his mouth. Eddie turned back to the 2 bearded men in their dark, Quakerish cloaks.
And you can't be sure the magic will stay, can you? What could be open tonight could be closed against us forever tomorrow. Not all the magnets and plumb bobs in Manny creation could open it.
Aye, Henchik said. But your woman took the magic ball with her. And whatever you may think, Midworld and the Borderlands are well shed of it.
I'd sell my soul to have it back, and in my hands, Eddie said clearly.
They all looked shocked at this, even Jake. And Roland felt a deep urge to tell Eddie he must take that back, must unsay it. There were powerful forces working against their quest for the tower, dark ones, and Black 13 was their clearest sigil. What could be used could also be misused, and the Bends of the Rainbow had their own malevolent glamour. 13, most of all, was the sum of all, perhaps. Even if they had possessed it, Roland would have fought to keep it out of Eddie Dean's hands in his current state of sorrowing distraction. The ball would either destroy him or make him its slave in minutes.
A stone might drink if it had a mouth, Rosa said dryly, startling them all. Eddie, questions of magic aside, think of the path that goes up there. Then think of 5 dozen men. Many of them nigh as old as Henchik, 1 or 2 blind as bats trying to climb it after dark.
The boulder, Jake said. Remember the boulder you have to kind of slide by with your feet sticking out over the drop?
Eddie nodded reluctantly. Roland could see him trying to accept what he couldn't change, groping for sanity.
Susanna Dean is also a gunslinger, Roland said. Mayhap she can take care of herself a little while.
I don't think Susanna's in charge anymore, Eddie replied, and neither do you. It's Mia's baby, after all, and it'll be Mia at the controls until the baby, the chap, comes.
Roland had an intuition then, and like so many he'd had over the years, it turned out to be true.
She may have been in charge when they left, but she may not be able to stay in charge.
Callahan spoke at last, looking up from the book which had so stunned him.
Why not?
Because it's not her world, Roland said. It's Susanna's. If they can't find a way to work together,
They may die together.